Enforcement Chair, take us home.
Okay.
Everyone in the back, could you take your conversations outside, please?
The Enforcement Committee met on January 17th. I have one motion and two or three informational things. That's about it. So I'll put the first motion up on the board. Motion has to do with hidden compartments. Coast Guard's been talking to us about hidden compartments at the Enforcement Committee for a little over a year. No additional laws or regulations or amendments to MSA be implemented relative to hidden compartments, concealment of fish, that's what that means. Furthermore, the committee supports the use of all current laws, rules, regulations by law enforcement officials to enforce violations of current fisheries laws, which use hidden compartments, concealment of fish, for purposes of violating any laws, rules, or regulations. Motion by John Quinn, seconded by Ellen Gaethel, passed 4-1.
Okay, committee motion doesn't need a second, or is there any discussion? Matt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure where I come down on this. I understand where it's trying, but I guess I have a question for Gene. Is this one of those issues where we're trying to bind future council actions, or how does this pass council review?
With this man.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the first, I haven't had a chance to look at this. I don't know what the rationale is for this. Why would we be prohibiting ourselves from doing this? And no, you cannot restrict future council actions just by a motion of intent.
Terry.
Okay, so we had that discussion, and it wasn't for that. The Coast Guard has come to us with wanting a little more latitude, I guess, maybe in interpretation of what a hidden compartment is and what they're doing with that hidden compartment. And we were basing it on NOAA councils. I think John Quinn could probably speak to it better than I can. So let's let John Quinn speak to that.
Sure. Yeah, we actually received an excellent presentation from Attorney Heckwith from the Office of General Counsel. And the issue was, having an apartment in and of itself, does that show intent to violate the law? So it was an issue of not using the compartment, but merely having the compartment. So we had a long discussion of, is it a supply area, or is it a storage area, or anything else? And actually the recommendation at the end of the presentation that it may be too vague to have it as a violation in and of itself, merely having it. So this amendment was an attempt to say, you catch anybody using a hidden compartment, prosecute them to the full extent of the law, but having the compartment in and of itself, you can't call it a violation.
Tom.
I understand this, but I also understand the questions with regards to commenting on laws and MSA. Perhaps to clarify it, and we could, I'm not suggesting this at the time as a motion, but perhaps amend to say it is not the council's intent to pass any further regulations at this time with regard to this issue, and then keep the second half of it. We're not binding our future council's hands or talking about laws. We're just stating our intent. We received this request. We're not going to pass any additional regulations at this time, and that would maybe just clear that up. I'm happy to put that in the form of a motion if people generally agree with that approach.
For the Enforcement Committee.
I'd refer to the maker and the seconder of the motion if they'd accept that as an amendment. Does that address Tom Neese's issues that he may have had with it?
Yes.
Tom?
Would we treat that this then as a perfection or as an amendment? The perfected language would be, it is not the intent of the council to develop new regulations relative to hidden compartments. and then everything else reads the same at this time.
I think because it's a committee motion that you should make the motion to amend.
So moved.
Seconded by everybody. Matt. Okay, is there any discussion on the motion to amend? John.
In rereading this, I may suggest another change of taking out... if you can scroll back up to the... No, that's fine. I was looking at the other language. Okay.
Doug.
Just a question. Does the council develop regulations? Or are we developing recommendations to change regulations?
Tom.
So, this is just a suggestion maybe to move this along. Maybe what this really is here is a lot of this stuff we don't actually do. We don't pass federal laws. We don't really write regulations. So maybe the amendment would be to start out to say something like, it's the council's belief that no additional laws or regulations or amendments need to be implemented relative to hidden compartments, blah, 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 blah.
You got the blah, 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 blah down?
Okay, Karen, at the start, right, insert before no additional, say, it's the council's belief that no additional laws or regulations or amendments of MSA are needed relative to hidden compartments. And I think the rest of it can stand the way you've written it, but I haven't read it.
Tom and Matt, are you happy with that perfection? Anybody in the audience wish to comment? Seeing none on the motion to amend, those support it, please indicate so. Motion was unanimous, carried 14-0-0. Now is the main motion. Same sign. Those support it, please indicate so. The motion carries 14-0-0. Couple announcements, Terry?
Well, actually, next thing was the fish toe. We've already talked about that. VMS satellite availability, which we talked about. There seems to be one supplier that may or may not be up to speed on keeping up with the availability of satellites. They're working on that. They're working on a I don't know whether you call it a regulation, but a metric to make them come up to where boat tracks and all the rest of them are. That's SkyMate. So, and then lobster gear marking. I'm going to attend the Maine Fishermen's Forum and work with the Maine Department of Marine Resources to maybe educate the fellows along the coast what the gear marking, lobster gear marking regulations are, and that's about it. Except for gear storage, we just had a flyover from the Coast Guard on my boat this afternoon. And they got some pictures of the new cargo net that we approved at the committee meeting. I don't have those particular shots, but I did get a shot with the net in place from the top of my wheelhouse. With the yellow one is the new cover that we've come up with at the enforcement committee. So that's as close as we can come today. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
PK.
Terry, you wrap that right around the reel?
Yep. Yeah, it's just a cargo net, PK. I had IMP made it for me, and we rail it on, and it's pretty slick.
Will that pertain to spawn enclosures, to roll enclosures areas?
Well, I'm assuming right now we have to have it, so I'm assuming it would.
Kurt.
Just also in the the foreground is the yellow net Terry's talking about, and the background is the plastic snow fence. So I don't know if we've had photos of the plastic snow fence shown before. Hopefully the aerial photos they took today will get a good comparison of the two as well. So just for comparison.
I thought that was orange twine. Any further questions for Terry? Yes, Lou.
Jason's been working on this wording for this, and it might be useful just to have him do a quick description of where the process is right now.
Jason.
Sure. I'm Jason Berthium with NOAA Fisheries. I'm currently developing this rule. We hope to have a proposed rule out sometime before the winter. There'll be a 30-day comment period with that. And after that, we'll review the comments. And if there's no issues with it, we're hoping for implementation sometime this spring, hopefully for May 1st.
Thank you, Jason. Is there any further business from the Enforcement Committee?
I don't. Lou, did you need me to read that last bullet? Yes. We did have a discussion about the New York Times letter that was written about safety at sea, and so we came up with this consensus statement, and it is, the committee will continue to consider safety in fishing operations and all of its recommendations. New England Fisheries Management Council final 2014 priorities state that the committee will continue to support enforcement, safety, and VMS issues. One regulation specifically mentioned is the scallop maximum 7-man crew size. That might be deterrent from safety issues.
Any further business? Ellen.
I just wanted to bring up, Terry touched on it. NOAA is working on wording to make the providers of the VMS more compliant, and so that they will have the ability to actually take away their accreditation. At the moment, they don't have that ability, and that's a really big deal. We ask them to keep in mind that if they do take the accreditation away from one of the vendors, that it would be a cost to the fishermen, and to keep that in mind when they're doing their considerations, because that will be an added cost to the fishing industry.
Thank you, Ellen. We have one piece of business under other business. Tom?
Most of you know that council staff.